is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, 10:06. John and Delna. Lance has beaten it. And so...
he left.
Yes. He's leaving. That's what I said.
No, you said something completely different.
That's what I said. And that's all there is to it. That's it. So we really haven't... we haven't really touched on our Texans, have we?
What today? Is there to discuss?
Well, we did do a song.
Yeah. And with the we did the remix. Yeah, so we talked a lot about the Texans.
Actually, you're kind of right. That was
what else have they done that needs attention?
Nothing. You want to talk? You know, we're on the eve of golf.
Whew. It certainly doesn't feel like Christmas Eve to me. Huh. I'm trying to think of awful holidays.
Golf
in the,
Eve
in the eve of those. Like some people would say, Christopher Columbus. That's an awful that day. Christopher Columbus Day is an awful holiday. And speaking of that. One of his statues got tossed into the water last night. I don't remember what day where it was, but that happened. I would feel like for some people, Christopher Columbus Day Eve would be the equivalent, at least for me, for Golf Eve. Oh, golf's back? Okay, well. Hmm.
Well, Christopher Columbus Eve? That's yeah. not.
Yeah, what? It's not a great holiday for a lot of people.
That just doesn't make any. That's terrible.
I mean, golf hasn't committed the atrocities that he has.
Yes,
but some of my work days have been ruined by you talking about it.
Do you know in Barcelona? I went to school there, and in Barcelona they have here's the biggest Cristobal Colón is what his name is there, the biggest Cristobal Colón statue in the world, right in the port there. I guess he must have left from there, but whatever the case may be. How's that one viewed now? Hey, let's put up a Christopher Columbus left from here. Let's put up a giant statue.
Well, I'm sure it's still not a big deal there in terms of negativity, but I think they first beheaded him and then tossed him in the water.
Hmm.
Well, at least in Boston, his statue was beheaded, and in Richmond, Virginia, his statue was thrown in a body of water. So it wasn't a good day for Columbus statues.
Yesterday, this was?
The statue was thrown into the water last night in Richmond, Virginia, and apparently this morning or last night he was beheaded in Boston. It's been a rough couple hours.
Man, how do you behead a statue?
I don't know, but his head's on the ground, and what's left is the statue without a head, still erected. But the Richmond one is thrown in the water. Been a rough run.
It seems like it would take a long time to behead a metal statue.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the Boston
or stone.
What the Boston one was made out of, but there are images of his head on the ground and the statue still standing.
Hmm. That dude. Christopher Columbus is over there. What?
What?
I just killed him. I found your land, and that's just what I got.
He didn't find it because there are people here, and then he killed them.
Well, yeah, but they were. This was the Indies, remember?
No, he was in the wrong spot. See, he's actually bad at exploring. He went to the wrong spot and then made up for it by killing a lot of people. Apparently, the one in Boston.
He just got off the boat and started wailing at people?
Kind of felt like that. He said, "Oh, you're not like me. You're in my way. You got to go."
What are you?
Well, we know what the song says, uh-huh. The Disney song says. This statue in Boston had his head cut off in 2006. It was doused in red paint. In 2015 with the words Black Lives Matter, and it got his head chopped off again.
Hmm. Huh. So, I mean,
people are like, hey, you're right in line with those.
Can we let it go?
What?
Let
no,
it go.
People are not going to let it. Atrocities by, look.
Really?
I would say some people would let it go if there weren't images remembering his alleged greatness.
Thomas, what about Thomas Jefferson?
Oh,
what about John Calhoun?
They all.
What about Clemson?
Are you? Yeah. Well, they all are. Well, the Clemson one, I haven't heard anyone take issue with that so far. But Calhoun, Thomas Jefferson, people aren't thrilled with him either.
Yeah, but I know. I don't think Clemson. The name is going to last.
You don't think
long.
It'll last?
I don't know.
They're going to change the name of an entire university. You know how the pushback on that from people will be? you're not changing the name of my school. And what would the name be turned to? Changed to?
I
feel like that's still South Carolina. I mean, they're like, okay, you want to get rid of Confederate statues. We protest that, but we understand it. I don't think Clemson – I don't think the overwhelming majority of Clemson people are going to be like, yeah, change the name of my school.
No. People are going to be – they ain't going to be about it. But there's a – I'm telling you. Listen, if 2020 is like this, wait till 21 and 22 and 25 and 30. It's going to be
– yeah, people – yeah.
Everybody's going to be woke.
Certain institutions will not stand. Or statues or names. I see that. But you know the fight with some places for changing simple nicknames? Like Ole Miss was like, you want us to do what? You want us to change Rebels?
Speaking of which.
And they're still the Rebels.
Let me ask you the question. Bubba Wallace is out there now. He's got the Black Lives Matter card. And he says, we got to go further. I don't want to see any Confederate flags at NASCAR
events. Brad Keselowski was like, another guy came out. He was another guy who came out and said, yeah, the flags are kind of dumb. I don't know why we have them. It's stupid.
He said no one should feel threatened or unwanted or, you know, and the Confederate flag does that. It's the symbol of, I'm back in the South.
And outside, it's not even really a joke. I've made this comment before. Outside of the hatred, all the stuff that goes with it, you're repping losers and traitors, by the way. And by the way, the United States military, I think the Marine branch and the Naval branch have said no longer can Confederate flags be associated with us or people who are in our service because it's a sign for traitors. It represents a country that, tried to fight the United States. So we're no longer – that's no longer a thing for us anymore. It took a while, but the Confederate flag is out.
Right. And do you – I mean, Ole Miss, guess what?
Well,
you take the L, Ole Miss.
Well, they're no longer, they don't have, what was his name? Old Reb. I don't know what that guy's
Colonel
name
Reb.
Was. Yeah, Colonel Reb. But in the bar, but I don't know. I haven't watched a lot of Ole Miss games. Are those flags still flying in the Grove before games?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it hasn't been like completely banned. I imagine they're banned from the stadium. I imagine you can't fly a Rebel flag in the stadium. But tailgating, they're not taking those flags.
Don't they have the stars on the uniforms or the?
They have stripes.
I know they have the stripes. Yeah, they have the stripes.
Yeah.
Maybe it was that they had the stars and the. Well, they still got the Confederate flag colors.
Certainly.
Yeah.
That hasn't been taken away, but they used to have a bear.
Do you and feel now it's uncomfortable a shark. At a place with a Confederate flag?
A Confederate flag it means something to me where. It feels like a place that doesn't either understand what it means to some people or doesn't care. And if that place, if there's a place like that, I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Like one of our friends dearly departed. Well,
is it
an immediate.
You don't want me here?
I don't know if I feel that way specifically, but I know I don't want any part of it because I'm in a place where they appear not to know or not care about the significance of that flag for some people. I know Raheel goes down to Bolivar. He talks about, hey, there are American flags and the Rebel flags flying proudly together. That I don't never been down there, never had friends down there. But if I saw that, I wouldn't want to be there.
Yeah.
It just says something to me that you're not getting it, at least in my eyes. And I got to go.
Right, and some would say, that's just we're proud of the South.
And I would say that flag means more than just – heritage. And I know the heritage not hate thing is a thing you people throw out there to justify having the flag. And it's your right to wave it. But for me, I'm not going to be part of it.
Right. AJ says Rice is named after a slave owner.
Yeah.
You know what? I could that be the first place that would change its name. Even though it's got the heritage. But Rice, as liberal as that university is.
Which is surprising that name has stood so long considering what that university right. is.
Right.
So I'm telling you, the names of places are going to be very hard to change, but statues feel like something, okay, we can just knock this thing down. It's whatever.
Yeah. No, absolutely. 713-780. We got a couple of guys. We'll get them in here on the other side. It's 1016 ESPN 97.5. Listen, I've been trying, and I've been doing it for over a week now, and I've had my CBD oil, and it's really been I really feel good. I honestly feel really good. And if you don't know the difference between – there's all kinds of CBD shops now. But CBD American Shaman is different than any other CBD shops. They're proprietary nanotechnology. So proprietary nanotechnology basically breaks down the particle size of the CBD to make it water soluble. Then it can be absorbed into the bloodstream much quicker and efficiently than regular CBD oil. See, when you put oil and water together, it's not soluble, right? They're separate. But when you put in the CBD oil with its proprietary nanotechnology, it breaks it down and it all becomes one, which means that it's all becoming one in your system as well, as opposed to just hitting certain spots and not hitting the spots that you actually need it, like migraines, muscle pain, inflammation, anxiety. That's right. It will help with anxiety as well. It just calms you down. It's CBD. It absolutely, I honestly feel better. It relieves everyday stress. It helps with pain, helps with sleep. It does all of these things. And I've found, I don't know other CBD places, but man, I'm telling you, the American Shaman store, awesome. And if you stop by an American Shaman store this week, you get a free can of CBD water while supplies last. The best of nature enhanced with science. Visit shopcbdtx.com. That's shopcbdtx.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, it's 1020 on ESPN 97.5. Let's get some calls in here. 713-780-3776. David wants to talk on the radio. Hey, David.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, man?
I don't know where it can end to where all black people don't find some issue with anything. I mean, like, all the presidents on our bills, they're slave owners. So we're supposed to get rid of all the money? Like, I don't understand where the line is drawn to where there's not a constant reminder of what's going on.
Well, then you could change it with presidents that didn't own slaves. Right?
But, I mean, there's always a constant reminder of everything in our past history. That's why there's statues and things like that. It's past history.
Right.
It may not be favorable to black people, but, like, if we're trying to make things better for them, which we should, and I am 1,000% for it because they've been mistreated and it's very wrong, but, like, we have to draw the line somewhere about changing things just so it doesn't upset the past.
Well, I would say this. It might be Washington, D.C. I don't know that they're going to change that, or the state of Washington. I'm pretty sure that they won't change that. But I can certainly see Rice changing its name. I can certainly see Clemson changing its name. Because, you know, I mean, when you look at the makeup of their athletes, when you look up, and probably not the school. I would imagine Clemson is majority. It's probably still majority white, and Bryce certainly is, although I would say it's got a good percentage of Asian. Mm-hmm. You're going to find that, you know what? Why can't you change? Why are you honoring the past? I mean, we're finding that with statues, and why not names of things?
Yeah, I know, because for some people it feels like the distant past, particularly slavery, which a lot of people call America's original sin. That, well, if we keep erasing things, how far will it go? Well, I know this. That what happened in Germany only happened in 1945. But you know what the Germans don't do? They don't have statues of Himmler or Hitler in there. They teach it, but they teach it in a way that, like, this was awful. We're not white. We're not going to pretend like it didn't happen, but we don't honor those things because you know what? They were terrible.
Right.
I
don't think you'll go anywhere. Hey, look at this Hitler.
Yeah, you're not going to see that.
Here's a great statue of Hitler.
And you may not want to compare Hitler to a Confederate general or a soldier, but you know what? Or atrocities were committed in I don't know, out of loyalty to the South or the Confederacy, and that's a stain. Now, if you say, well, that stain should stay there, maybe to remind us, I guess, maybe that's the thought process, or you just say things shouldn't change, but that's a stain on the country. The fact that those statues exist and the fact that as much as we revere some of the presidents because of we like to honor the past, I get all that stuff, they did some awful things. Mm-hmm. It just happened so long ago that it's like, well, what can we really do about it? I don't know how to put it more personally than that. But for some people, you look at something and go, that's a reminder of America honoring something that happened to people who look like me and my ancestors, and it was terrible. I don't feel so strongly about removing guys from money. But if I get why people would, it makes sense. Why is the guy who did that on money? I understand that thought.
You can always change that. You can always change that. What is this? Texas was once Mexico. Get off my people's lawn, Whitey.
That's art.
Art. Art. Whitey is not getting off your lawn, okay? So you can stop. Now, listen. And there's, it's no excuse that, hey, that's just how it was then. That's just how it was then. You know what? Because there were those people that were opposed to it. And there were those people that fought it. And there were plenty of lives that were lost over it.
There are abolitionists who, even in the North, where the North is kind of like, well, that was a part of the country that was against slavery. No, the people had slaves in the North, too.
Yeah.
But there are abolitionists fighting it. So it wasn't like it was an unopposed type of thing where everyone did it. So what are we talking about? Even then, people fought that, thought it was wrong.
Yep. And yet they're still honored in the South with statues. And I was like, oh, really? I mean, at first I was like, but I get it now. I get it. I really do. It's like there's no reason to. You know what? We do have our past, but our past isn't great. It's not.
I mean, yeah, we look at other places and go, wow, that was awful. But we have some of those same things. And do we continue to exalt some of these people long dead, or we say it's about time, enough? Let's move on. And sure, what does a statue mean? Probably not so much, but it probably would be nice if someone walking around in a particular part of the country could look up and go, "Oh, they took down the Confederate soldier or general statue. That's good. That's better than looking at them up there." And if you like, I'm sure people who do the historians can give you all the history about what a certain person did or didn't do. And if someone has done that and they look at that statue and go, "Why the hell is that guy up there?"
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's all. I mean, I am with the Confederate statues. Take them all down. If the atrocities that were committed associated with those people, remove them. The money thing, I will be all for it. It just doesn't hit the same for me for whatever reason. It's probably because I only use debit cards, John.
I'm a cash guy.
I know you are.
I like cash.
You're tipping people.
Yeah.
I don't go to the places where cash in hand means so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand why you would be a cash guy. Yep. You go golf, you play poker, stuff like that.
Yep. 1026. Should we try Eric? Or,
well,
is that too dangerous?
It's up to you.
What should we try it or not?
You always
it's your call.
You always side with
it's your
trying.
Show.
It's not my show.
It's your show.
We can try Eric. I mean, right. We can always hang up on him.
Right. We've always got that option. What's up, Eric?
Hey guys, I just have a quick question about the NFL team, Washington Redskins. There's a word about them changing their logo and name, and also the San Diego State Aztecs. There's no Aztecs in San Diego, and also the midget fighting Irish community in Indiana is taking a hard hit as well.
Leprechauns is what you're saying?
They're not called what you called them. The Miets.
And Aztecs isn't a derogatory term. I don't know San Diego State's history, whether they got permission from the Aztecs, but it's not like Aztecs was an actual name of a tribe. No tribes call themselves Redskins.
No, that's actually, that is, I'm shocked that that's not.
I'm telling you, names are more difficult than you think.
Yeah. Well, and it, that's all about Daniel Snyder.
Well, he wants no part of it. He's not changing the name. He grew up a Washington fan, right? Yeah, he doesn't want to change it. Actually, you can remove things, but the branding of a name and all that stuff, I feel like that's like the final frontier. Like, people have been talking about the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Redskins for years. Is it the Post that doesn't actually say the Redskins' name, or what paper doesn't actually?
There are a few papers
that just say Washington.
Washington, yeah. The Washington football team.
Names are going to be very hard. People are attached to that stuff, and they won't even change the logo. Think about the name. The logo is as awful as the name, and that stays. The Indians, Chief Wahoo. The Indians have done things like have made it less prominent on their hats, but even still, Chief Wahoo's a thing.
Well, the Braves, I don't think that's but the logo.
Yeah. Florida State is, I think they certainly have permission from the Seminole tribe for all the,
And you know, if I'm the Seminoles, I don't want them to change it.
It's an homage. And they've come together to figure out ways to make sure that tribe isn't forgotten. And it's just not the Seminoles as part of Florida State. They have some way where you can know what the history of that is. So I don't mind it, other than it's Florida State, and I want them to lose every time they play.
Right. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Right. Other than that, as long as there's Seminoles and they're losing, you're fine.
Yeah. Honor the Seminoles. They haven't done a great job of honoring the Seminoles the last couple of years, losing to awful Miami teams, but whatever.
No, they haven't done a good job of honoring them at all since Bobby.
Oh, Jimbo had his run.
Oh, Jimbo had, yeah.
He had his run.
Yeah. Yeah, but he had to...
Jimbo had to leave.
Well, he also had Jameis and those issues. They were a little, and, I don't want to say tainted, but they were.
And DeAndre Johnson.
They were stained.
And DeAndre Johnson, who followed him.
Yeah, that was nice. That's a nice story. HR&P is a better story. HR&P is here for you. Those are my peeps. That's Mike Holley, an offensive lineman for the University of Houston. Big coup, big fan, big supporter. And just a guy who's done big things in the business world with HR&P. HR&P is a payroll company. And, you know, it's so funny. It's just, to me, it's just ridiculous, because you see what HR&P is doing and you say, well, I got a better, they were doing this over at Prime. Well, we got a better deal with this payroll. And then they find out, oh my goodness, it is costing a ton. And they switched to HR&P, and they said, this is much, much better. And if your payroll company is forcing their benefits packages, their 401k packages, their insurance packages, because that's really where they're making their money, and they're trying to get their, we'll give you a great deal on the payroll, but then they force these other benefits packages on you, then you find out, wow, this isn't as good as we thought. No, it's not. That HR&P gives you options on all your benefits. And they're not in the benefits business. But they give you options. Here's this one, this one, this one. And you guys choose which one is best for you. Or they'll work with your benefits packages, whatever those are. It's what they do and what they've been doing. They do HR and they do payroll. And they help you do your business so that you don't have to worry about all that stuff. Find out for yourself. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. Look at this. Sparked a bunch of phone calls. These topics, and one of them is from Melanie. And what happens, Del, when the ladies call?
They go to the front of the line.
Of course they do, because that's how we roll here on ESPN 97.5. Melanie, what's going on?
Hi, I was just wanting to talk about the Texans.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I really think that they need to change their name. And second of all, their uniforms are terrible. They're so vanilla. They need to change their uniforms.
Mm-hmm. You don't like red, white, and blue? You don't like America? Red, white, and blue?
I like red, white, and blue, but I just feel like they're boring. And also, I don't look good in Texans lingerie.
Who would you be wearing that lingerie for, Melanie?
Yeah. Who's your boyfriend?
I don't have a boyfriend.
You don't?
Huh. So there's not anyone who asked you to call today and talk about Texans colors? You just decided you wanted to talk about that today?
Yeah. Is that right?
Is that right?
You sound like you've called before.
That is correct.
With Eric.
Yeah. Is there a... do you know an Eric, Melanie?
No.
You don't know an Eric.
So did you have anything else you want to discuss besides the colors of the Texans and how they're unflattering for lingerie?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Melanie. Okay. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Can any women call in and tell us if Texans colored lingerie is unflattering to them?
I don't want any Texans lingerie. No.
You don't want to be reminded? Like, wouldn't you?
No, that would be like,
I don't want to name someone and put your wife in lingerie. So let's just say a generic woman put on Texas lingerie. Wouldn't you just think of this?
I don't know if I think of that per se.
You wouldn't?
But I would think.
I don't really care what you say.
I would think, I don't know. I'm not feeling it tonight.
If there's a Texans logo above the butt on the lingerie, you wouldn't be a fan?
No. What if it's a tat?
I'm sure women have Texans tats.
Really?
You don't think so?
On their butt?
Oh, I don't know if it's that placement.
Don't you think that'd be a tremendous turnoff?
Depends on what you're into.
Know if I want a football, any kind of team logo.
On a woman you like?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm into it either. But there are women who get tattoos of their favorite teams on them.
Yeah. I would imagine Holly's got one.
You think she has an Eagle set? It's, I don't know, maybe. You guaranteeing it?
I'm not guaranteeing it, but the odds, okay.
Holly, you're probably listening, and if you're not someone who tweets you is listening, ask Holly if she has an Eagles tattoo.
Yeah, I would, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Do you want to discuss placement of the tattoo?
No, I don't want to discuss Holly's tattoos. No, I just, that came to mind. She probably has one. She made a comment about a tattoo earlier today on Twitter that I was like, that's interesting, Holly. 713-780-3776. Thank you, Melanie, for calling in here to the show. Baseball looks like it could, well, players have responded with an 89-game schedule. We'll see. It's probably going to end up 50 games. That's the news of the day. The other one was Bubba Wallace. That was kind of a big deal. Why does the tattoo have to be on the butt? Well, it's where I don't want to. Me personally, I don't want to look at a football team's tattoo. I just don't. Not on the butt. I just don't want to. So Bubba Wallace was kind of a big deal this morning. It was thought that, that it wouldn't bother me at all if Confederate flags were no longer part of NASCAR. If there's any sport that doesn't seem very inclusive, it would be NASCAR.
It has that reputation, whether it be just because we're just generalizing the fan base or the lack of diversity, which isn't a generalization in terms of the participants. But yeah, I don't know which race it'll be, but he'll have a color scheme or paint scheme on his car, which will say Black Lives Matter.
It already does, yeah.
Yeah, and then he'll have the much talked about Drew Brees picture handshake, where there's a white hand and a black hand on the car as well. So that'll happen for Bubba Wallace in an upcoming race.
Holly's Eagles tat is on her shoulder.
Okay.
I don't know. Just that just
does it say Eagle? I imagine just a logo, right? It doesn't spell out Eagles.
Probably not. But does Granny have a U tramp stamp?
I asked her about that. She said,
"What do you mean, asked her? You should know."
I asked her if she could.
Haven't
get
you explored?
One. No, oh. I asked her if she would get one. Let me finish. I asked her if she would get one, and she said she's a card-carrying Georgia Tech fan. So, she has GT on the back.
She has GT.
Yeah, yeah. That's why when you make the jokes about the LBGT hat, I'm like, you're not that far off.
Justin is here. What's
John, you want to play this game? I'll keep playing it. It doesn't bother me at all. It
sounds real now, though.
Yeah. It's a little
it's
weird now.
A little real.
How much detail I just added to it?
Too real. What's up, Justin?
Hey, thanks for getting me in. I got a comment and a question. See, the statues and the changing the names of the schools, that stuff doesn't bother me. If that's what needs to happen in order for a change to happen, then so be it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I understand that, you know, there are all these names and all that stuff go way back. But like AJ said yesterday, he had a very good comment. He, you know, we should be all these statues that are up. These guys should be judged by the times that they lived in, not by 2020 times. You know, and I agree with him on that. But I have a question. I want to kind of get both of y'all's opinion. With the cancellation of Cops on TV, actually last night, and I guess I'm behind times, but last night I finally sat down and watched Django Unchained for the first time, and I was like, whoa, that's kind of aggressive. You know, that's a little aggressive movie there. So with that being said about Cops, do you think they're going to end up taking stuff off TV like, you know, Roots, Color Purple, Django, you know, all these movies and TV shows and whatnot about slavery or anything? You know, are they going to end up pulling all that stuff off of there? And who is that going to – I mean, that's a good question. I feel like that's a good question.
No, no. Roots and Color Purple and that actually, Django is a little bit different now.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino is
pretty. He ain't afraid to drop N bombs.
No, and throughout his movies.
Yeah,
I don't
in
know
any
if,
movie.
I don't know if that'll get relitigated, but maybe it's because of the over the topness of the evilness of white people, and I put it in quotes, even although in that movie there was no need to do that. That maybe, and the fact that the hero turns out to be a black man, it doesn't just end with Jamie Foxx's character just being killed. I don't know about that one.
Is sympathetic.
Yeah,
and Roots especially.
Yeah, but to his point, HBO Max is pulling Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, but that is
it's in a different mode, and there's some real overtones in that one. We're like, woof. So that one's getting pulled. I don't know if Django is going to get pulled because the filmmaker, first of all, and the conversation around it wasn't like, wow, that's racist. It was just like, there's a lot of N-words in that.
That's all.
But it didn't portray, well, Samuel Jackson, that particular character might have been questionable for some people, but it didn't portray black people in the way those, not the movies he mentioned, but movies in the Gone with the Wind era portrayed black people.
Right.
So I think that one's probably going to survive. At least I haven't heard anything about it.
I'm with you. Those survive. Cops isn't surviving because this is a bad time for Cops.
Yeah.
This is, Cops, just the name of it, I think, right now, it's just a shame, too, because... Man, if you think that we have, I mean, I don't know what you think of the police force now, but you're going to get, it's going to be a more and more difficult career path for a lot of people with the disrespect, with the danger, with the how they're viewed. I mean, right now, I don't know. I wouldn't know anybody. Hey, I got to be a cop. Boy,
do you think
that looks like a great job right now?
Do you think the process of being a police officer is too short? Like we use some professions use length and obviously expertise to determine whether you're a fit for that. I don't want to. The obvious examples are doctors, how long it takes, lawyers, but even police officers around the world. Some places it takes like 2 years. Like I think in Germany, it takes 2 years to become a police officer.
Here, it's what, a 5-week process or something?
I think it might be 6 months from the time you start until the time you're on the beat. I think I saw that number. But Germany, it takes like 2 years. Would a longer time frame to become a police officer weed out some people who might turn out not to be good police officers?
Could be, and also better training
race relations. All of those things.
Better, much better training on race relations.
I just think it's a little weird that if I wanted to get obviously an associate's, it's a couple years. But even just to become, hey, you want to go into communications? It'll take this long. I don't know if it takes longer for me to become get a degree in communications than it does to be a police officer. It feels like that should be a longer time frame to be prepared for that type of job.
Yep. You may be right. Maybe that is something that we'll have to look into as well. All right. We got News of the Weird. News of the Weird is going to come your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
Well, hello. To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
So it doesn't look like, it, I guess, U-Porn is not having an Ebony Week, Dal. Are you disappointed?
No, because I don't use U-Porn.
They refuted the claim. That it's going to be Ebony Week. On Pornhub, excuse me.
I thought that was a weird thing to do. Now, I get it. In a completely separate way of doing things, Prime is offering movies about the black experience in America for free. Like Just Mercy, that's a movie that just came out. And they're allowing you to rent it for free with Michael B. Jordan and among others. But I don't think it's very profitable for Pornhub to just do an Ebony thing. I always thought that would have been a weird way of trying to have a business model. And they're going to do it for like a month?
I thought it was a week.
Oh, even still, you're losing revenue if you do that.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know. It's kind of a shame.
Why?
I mean, hey, what about equal?
Look.
Okay.
Some people have a negative view of the porn industry. I don't care. I don't hold those same views because it just doesn't matter to me that much. But I don't know if honoring black people by an Ebony Week on Pornhub is something black people are looking for.
A cobbler is making social distancing shoes. They actually look. I mean, they're regular shoes, and then they're elongated. They look like they look like Pinocchio's nose, and they actually try to sell them. They are elongated. Maybe about 3 feet or so.
I would make fun of that cobbler, but have you seen the dudes who wear those boots that I don't know what their names? I mean, I don't know what the boots are called or what those guys are called, but they wear these boots and then the toe extends and curls. And instead of being a normal boot, it probably extend about 3 or 4 feet.
Really?
So this isn't a new thing.
Yeah, more like 6 feet. It looks like.
I don't think.
No. It's a couple feet or so.
Yeah, I don't think the boots that I'm talking about were made for social distancing, and unfortunately, I don't want to say it, but if you type in long boots Mexican on Google, the images come up, and I don't know what the guys they're officially called. I guess maybe guarachero boots. Maybe it's what they're called, guarachero boots. But if you look them up. These dudes have boots that extend far beyond anything that's normal. So that guy,
looks like swords.
Yeah. So whatever that guy's doing, that's not unique. I've seen that stuff before.
Who would wear those?
You see them? Those guys would.
Yeah. That's terrible. Don't ever buy those. Don't do it.
I'm not gonna infringe on someone's culture.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
So an Israeli boy, apparently, who's on his way to school when a boar ate his homework.
And that's
wild,
a real story?
Wild boars roam the streets of Haifa and eat pizza in school bags. And you can actually go to school and claim that my homework was eaten by a boar. Did you ever say your dog ate your homework?
No, I wouldn't lie about homework. I would lie about report cards. Like, I don't know where it is.
Huh?
Meanwhile, it was under my bed.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. When is your progress report coming out? I haven't seen it. Sorry. Don't know what you're talking about.
What? I don't know. Apparently, Chattanooga had to update its policy. It now requires officers to intervene in police brutality.
Oh.
That wasn't a policy before. And I don't think it was a policy in Minnesota.
It's amazing you have to write stuff down now for people to do things. Look, it wasn't against the rules, or I wasn't directed to do that, so I didn't do it. And how many guys are actually going to follow that policy?
You know, you now, because the other guys are being charged too, I think everybody is going to.
Maybe, but, well, we saw in what were a plethora of videos and clips on Twitter, I mean, the police were still handing out beatings.
Oh, yeah. There were still some beatings.
So I'm trying to figure out, and it didn't look like there were very few instances where the people next to them were like, hey, stop doing that. So I wonder, in those situations, is anyone really going to be like, knock it off, man, what are you doing? I don't think you ingratiate yourself very much with your fellow officers.
No, but you probably are going to save their and everybody else's life if you do.
Have you seen Roy Wood's a comedian? He did a bit where police officers were being paid to snitch on other police officers. Like he would see a guy like committing a crime or beating up a guy, and someone would ask him who did it. You go, that guy did it, and the police department was cutting checks to him. You got to watch it. It's his name's Roy Wood. I think it's called Snitching Police. And it's just funny. And his wife is like, where'd you get all this money from? How'd you buy that? She was like, what are you doing? I'm snitching on the police. And there's this face like she's contemplating it, like it's about to be really bad. And she goes, can I get a job?
So this is odd. Miss Hitler pageant entrant and her partner have been jailed for belonging to a neo-Nazi group.
That seems off-brand.
What was your first clue? She was in a Miss Hitler pageant. And apparently, the two of them have been arrested in England for belonging to an extreme right-wing Nazi, neo-Nazi group.
I don't see the correlation.
Huh.
Miss.
Listen, if you're going to join a Miss Hitler pageant?
They should round everybody up. Or at least do, like, the police should find out who the contestants are, round them all up and start investigating. Because you know there's something in the background that can't be good. That you are so into that particular way of thinking that you would willingly sign up to have that name attached to you. Just round them all up and try to figure out what's going
on. That's all. I'm pretty sure, yeah, you can go and get everybody over there.
And just the organizers, the entrants, and go, we're just going to do background checks because there's got to be some stink in your background if this is what you're doing when you have time off.
There is a city councilman.
And she got 3 years in prison. Did you mention she got 3 years?
She got 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years in prison.
Wow. A city councilman apparently in Kaohsiung City mayoral recall, he made a bet who would win in the recall. He lost. So he had to break 53 chopsticks with his butt. Have you ever broken chopsticks with your butt?
No, I've never used that part of my body to break anything, actually.
No, I don't want...
I got hands. If I want to break, I'll just break... Did he... What was he... Did they, like, collectively bargain that? Listen, like, he and that guy...
He's got a shirt on, a t-shirt, and it's barely covering him, and he's breaking... he's naked.
Oh,
underneath.
He's naked. He's not even wearing
clothes. Breaking him with his butt.
Bro. You already lost
in front of all kinds of people, and they're all watching and breaking with his butt.
I feel like there are better things to do, like Ebony Week on Pornhub, as opposed to watching that guy break chopsticks with his ass after losing an election. Usually it's like, hey, if my team loses, I'll give you like Boston crab cakes. Like the mayor of Boston does that if his team loses. He doesn't break chopsticks with his ass.
That doesn't seem like.
Oh, what if? I don't know who the.
You put the chopstick in between, and then you squeeze.
Do you think Sylvester Turner would be more likable if, when the Astros lost the World Series to the Nationals, that was what he did? Like, if he put that bet on the table?
No. No, I'm pretty sure that's not what would happen here. All right, we are done. It's the press box up next here on ESPN 97.5. We will talk to you again tomorrow, Mark.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.